This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNee. The White House says that President Trump is planning to visit the latest city where protests over a police shooting have stoked violence. The release says he will meet with police in the city of Kenosha, Wisconsin, and survey areas affected by the protests that turned violent. Meanwhile, with chants of no justice, no peace, a diverse crowd of roughly 1,000 demonstrators gathered at a Wisconsin courthouse to denounce a police violence and share messages of change. Saturday's protest came 1 week after an officer shot Jacob Blake in the back and left the 29-year-old black man paralyzed. Blake's father, Jacob Blake Sr., was among the speakers. He gave an impassioned call for changing a system he says has fostered police brutality. Meanwhile, protests continued overnight in Portland, Oregon. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
Fire is set outside a police union building that's a frequent site for protest in Portland, prompted police to declare a riot early Saturday and detain several demonstrators. Police said in a statement an accelerant was used to ignite a mattress and other debris that was laid against the door of the Portland Police Association building. At least one dumpster had also been set on fire in the street nearby. As officers approached to move demonstrators away from the building and extinguish the fire, objects, including rocks, were thrown at them. I'm Shelley Adler.
Residents in southwestern Louisiana are embarking on the epic task of clearing away felled trees, ripped off rooftops, and down power lines after Hurricane Laura tore through parts of the state. The U.S. toll from the Category 4 hurricane rose to 16 deaths, with more than half of those killed by carbon monoxide poisoning from the unsafe operation of generators. This is VOA News. Approximately 841,000 people have now died globally from COVID-19, while the number of infections continues to surge toward 25 million. The U.S. has nearly a quarter of the world's cases, while Brazil and India together make up far more than a quarter. Russia, which ranks fourth, is almost at 1 million cases. Berlin police ordered protests by people opposed to Germany's pandemic restrictions to disband after participants refused to observe social distancing rules. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley.
Thousands of people gathered in a show of defiance against the country's coronavirus prevention measures. Protesters carried a wide range of grievances and banners proclaiming the opposition to vaccinations, face masks, and the German government in general. Prior to the protest, the Berlin regional government had sought to ban the protests, citing rallies earlier this month where rules intended to stop the virus being spread weren't respected. I'm Zaria Shakli.
Thousands of Israelis protested in Jerusalem Saturday against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, decrying alleged corruption and his handling of the pandemic. A large crowd marched in the streets outside Netanyahu's official residence, carrying placards and flags and calling for his resignation. The protest movement has gained traction in summer months, with critics accusing Netanyahu of being distracted by a corruption case against him, while COVID-19 cases have spiked. He denies any wrongdoing. Brazil plans to officially announce on Tuesday the extension of a payment program designed to help people weather the economic damage of the novel coronavirus, a government official said Saturday. President Jair Bolsonaro has previously stated that the aid payments, which are due to expire this month, will be renewed through the end of the year. However, a planned announcement last Tuesday was delayed after disagreements about the form of future aid payments and related benefits arose between the economy ministry and Bolsonaro. California lawmakers are setting up a task force to study and make recommendations for reparations to African Americans. The nation struggles again in civil rights and unrest following the latest shooting of a black man by police. The state Senate supported creating the nine-member commission on a bipartisan vote Saturday. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.